This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 22, how to add your first or next 100 people to your email list. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? I am pumped because this is the second official solo episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, it's back by popular demand. We got such great feedback that you guys loved the first episode. You loved that it was actionable. You loved that it gave you some quick tips and it just really plugged you into making massive change in your business. And so, listen, Zach Spuckler, he hears you. I know. I hear you. And I wanted to make sure that we brought you another really great solo episode with some awesome tips, and this time on list building. Now, most of you out there have an email list, or you're thinking about starting an email list, which I encourage, and you might be struggling to just get people on there. Now, at Heart, Soul, and Hustle, we've added over 10,000 people to our email list since we've started, and we've had really amazing success. We have over 10,000 active subscribers, and I've picked up a thing or two as I've grown my list. And so I wanted to pop on today and I wanted to talk to you about how to add your first 100 or even your next 100 if you're still adding people to that list and you already have some, so that you're able to really start growing your reach. And before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that our episode today is sponsored by our upcoming program, Five Figure Challenges. Now, if you head over to fivefigurechallenge.com, you can see some of the preliminary details. It's not out yet, but you can throw your name and email on the wait list. And in this program, we're going to show you how we've done multiple five-day challenges that have generated over $40,000 in sales with just two of them. And I want to show you how we've created a complete system. In that program, we're going to give you all kinds of amazing stuff, including access to the system, checklists, templates, plug and play emails. You're going to have so much amazing content in there, but only if you know when it comes out. So make sure you head to fivefigurechallenge.com, drop your name and email there, and you will be on the wait list to be among the first to know when the program comes out. Now that we have our sponsorship out of the way, let's dive into the content. Now, we're going to talk about how to add 100 people to your list, and I want to break this down into four pieces. Creating good content that solves a problem, doing your standard promotion, creating secondary content, and optimizing all of the work that you've done with paid advertising. Now, we're going to go through these one step at a time, but before we do, I want to talk to you a little bit about your list. Now, if you've been online for any period of time, you've inevitably heard at some point that the money is in your list, or the fortune is in your list, or you don't have a business if you don't have a list. And while all of that is incredibly true, I want to encourage you to think about this. Potential money is in the list. And you guys got to hear Ted and Charlie. They always debut on a solo episode without fail. So the potential money is in the list. And what that means is, yes, we can add 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 people to our list. But if we don't do something with them, if we don't put out a product, if we don't do a launch, if we don't install some funnels, if we don't drive them to a product page, we never get paid. And so I want to encourage you that what I'm doing is helping you build potential power. And I want to invite you to think a little bit beyond just your list and invite you to think, what actually happens as I grow my list? What do I actually want? Do I want to do a big launch? Do I want to start putting in funnels in place? Do I want to start doing webinars? Okay. So know that your list is potential power, but you have to be ready to get behind that potential power and use it. Now, with that being said, let's dive in to part one of adding 100 people to your email list, creating great content that solves a problem. So when I go online, I see tons of freebies, freemiums, opt-ins, lead magnets. They're all different words for the same thing. And that is, when you want somebody to sign up for your email list, you give them something for free in exchange for their name and email. And one of the problems that I see running rampant on the internet is that there's tons of freebies, but a lot of them are solutions and they're not problem solvers. Now, if you listen to me on Periscope, you may have heard me talk about this before, but I'm known for saying, if you create a solution, people won't buy it. But if you solve a problem, people are ready to chime in with their name and email, their credit cards, their wallet, all the good stuff. But what does that actually mean? So first and foremost, I think that we need to look at what we give away for free, and we need to ask ourselves, is it something that people actually want? So a lot of times I see people do something like, oh, I have a free 5 tips for this, or a free checklist for that, or a workbook for this. And when I ask them, oh, are your clients telling you that they have this problem? They say, no, but you know this is a massive problem in my industry. Now here's the truth about free content, paid content, all content. People consume content they think will help them. So sometimes, as a business owner, it's frustrating because people ask us questions they don't need the answer to, right? So people ask me all the time, how do I get more likes on my Facebook page? But that's not the right question, right? The right question is, how do I get more people opting into my list and buying my products? However, if the same people asking me, how do I get more likes on my Facebook page, if I give them a freebie called How to Generate More Product Leads and Funnels from Your Facebook Page, they would be less likely to opt into that. Now you might be saying, Zach, why wouldn't they opt in? They want more leads and sales. Even though they're talking about likes, they know they want more leads and sales. Well, not necessarily. You see, the thing is, we're actually kind of deterring people away. So those people actually think they have a like problem, not a sales problem. Even though I know they have a sales problem, I have to meet them where they are. And I have to solve their problem with a freebie. So if I created a freebie called Generating Your First 100 Likes on Facebook, and in that freebie, I show them how to get the 100 likes, but I also teach them how to turn these likes into emails, and I start feeding them content over time that really explains, hey, here's some of the cool stuff you can do with an active Facebook page. Suddenly I'm meeting them where they are. Now, the subtle difference here is offering a freebie that would give them how to get your first 100 likes, that solves their problem, their perceived problem. Whereas the freebie on how to generate leads and sales with Facebook, that is a solution because it's the problem I know they have. So notice how one is a solution and one solves a problem. So I always say, before you start worrying about how do I get more eyes on my content? How do I get more people opting in? How do I get more people on my list? First thing we have to do is ask ourselves, does your freebie solve a problem? Now, there's a few different things you can do to figure out if your freebie solves a problem. You can reach out to your audience directly and you can ask. So we recently did a survey of our list and we use the ask method, and we can link that up in the show notes. It's a great little book. You can grab it on Amazon. I think it was like $8. But we used a survey in the ask method and we emailed our list and we just asked them, what's your biggest struggle when it comes to marketing your products and services? Now we ended up with 160 responses of, I struggle with this, I struggle with that. And in fact, one of the responses was about list building, which is part of what inspired this episode. And so because somebody specifically said, I need to get more people on my list, I create this content, this podcast, and while it's not an opt-in, I create this content and they're more likely to consume it because it's solving their problem. So one way to figure out people's problem is to survey them. Another way, you might be saying, Zach, I'm so new to business. Like, I don't have clients. I don't have a big list to email, right? That's okay. What you can do is offer free 15-minute consults for your industry. So offer to get on the phone with people, right? It's not necessarily a sales call, though it can be if you want. And if you do sales calls, please pay attention to the questions people ask on them. But pay attention on free 15-minute calls with potential clients on what are they struggling with? What do they want to know more about? And really listen to what they're asking. Because the truth is, people are asking for you to create what they want. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes it feels a little blurry. But the truth is, people ask questions that tell us what to create. And we need to really lean into that. So if you don't have a big list or you have no list, which you may not if you're listening to this episode, and that's okay, you can always get on the phone with a few people, have a free 15-minute coaching call, and just write down their questions. Write down what they're asking you. Write down what their big issue is. Write down what they think is stopping them. Ask them, what's stopping you from getting to the next level? And write it down. Now, if you're like, listen, I don't even have clients, I'm just getting started, or I don't even know who I would talk to, you have a third option to figure out what problem people have, and that's to go into Facebook groups with a similar topic as what you want to offer or sell. So you could go into a Facebook group and then just watch. Or even better, go into a super active Facebook group in your industry, your niche. Use the little search box and type in keywords, right? So if I was going to go right now, I might go over to my Facebook group, my Heart Hustlers Facebook group, and I might type in Facebook ads. And then I'm going to read every comment that people have about Facebook ads. And based on those, I'm going to have a good idea of what people struggle with. Now, from their struggles, I can create a free piece of content, an opt-in, a lead magnet, a freemium, however you like to call it, and I give that away. Okay, so just to recap, there's really three ways to get this first point of list building. And you might be like, Zach, you haven't even talked about what you're building. You haven't talked about how to promote it. That's right, because all of that is wasted effort if you don't solve the right problem first. So first things first, figure out what problem they have. Okay, so again, we can survey our list or our audience if we have one. We can get a few people on the phone and speak to them individually in a free coaching or consult session. Or third, we can go into Facebook groups similar to our industry, find keywords relevant to what we want to teach, and pay attention to the questions that people ask. Now, what I want you to do in terms of what to give away for free, here's what you do. You look at the questions you have. Okay, so we're just going to keep rolling with this Facebook ads example. And people say to me all the time, I can't figure out why my ads don't work. So I'm going to start a sentence and I'm going to say this. So I'm going to respond in a complete sentence as if I'm answering their question. If you're struggling to get your Facebook ad to convert, what you need is my blank. Now, in this example, I could say a Facebook ads troubleshooting guide. Notice by responding to their question in a complete sentence, I can fill in what they need. Now, it's not necessarily created yet. And you might be like, wow, you were like right there. So what if it's not created yet? Okay. So what I could say is, if you're struggling to get your Facebook ads to convert, what you need is help understanding what's wrong with the current ads you're running. So then I say, okay, they don't know what's working. They need to figure out why they're not working. So they need to do some troubleshooting. So I could create a troubleshooting guide. And when I position it, I'll position it as how to figure out why your ads aren't working. And it's a free guide. Now see, now instead of just throwing out one of those like six tips to get your Facebook ads to work or my Facebook ads freebie, it's now a really cohesive offer that's designed specifically based on my potential client's needs. Okay, so we're like 13 minutes into the episode and you're like, Zach, you haven't even told me how to add people to my list yet. I know. I said it once. I'm going to say it twice. Solving the right problem, identifying where they need help, is the most important part of list building, in my opinion, because if you don't get this right, you're wasting a lot of your effort. Will you still get opt-ins? Sure. Will people still sign up for your newsletter or your five free tips or your checklist, but it's not really targeted? Absolutely. But you could be getting 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times as much success if you create the right product or the right offer. And if you create the right offer and you solve a problem for them really quickly, even if it's just a small problem, they now know, like, and trust you more and are more likely to buy your products. So on the surface, even if this doesn't equate to more people on your list, it still equates to better quality leads, okay? So that was part one, creating really good content that solves a problem. Now, the second phase is just standard promotion. Now, I know what you're going to push back with, and you're going to say, well, if I could post it to my page and get opt-ins, I would, or if I could put it on Instagram and get opt-ins, I'd have a huge list, right? But I want you to breathe, just take a deep breath, and I want you to acknowledge that sometimes we overlook the value of organic. And organic promo doesn't have to be a one-time thing. So what I want you to do is, let's say you create your freebie. Now what I want you to do is figure out where you're going to promote it. So are you going to promote it on Periscope, Facebook Live, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? And I want you to just create a few different posts. And now, let's say every Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, once a week, for the next 3 to 5 weeks, just post it. Just post it once a week. New people are always coming in front of you. New people are always seeing you. Take the time to create organic promotional material. We promote something that we give away for free every single day on social media. People don't always realize that, but every single day we do a Periscope or a tweet or a Facebook post or we post in our group. We always organically promote over and over. See, the key is not organic promotion. It's consistent over time organic promotion. So once you create really good content, what I want you to do is just take some time to create the free promo material. So make a nice image for Twitter, make a nice image for Facebook, get a short link to throw on Instagram, create a square image for Instagram. We had really great success. We did this on Instagram and we plugged some free content and we got massive results. And I tell you that because I'm not big on Instagram. I'm getting better, but I don't Instagram as much as I should. And we still got results. So don't overestimate the power of your organic promo, but make it intentional. So like right now, if you're somewhere where you're taking notes or you're on your phone, I want you to open up your notes app or your task app, whatever you use to keep track of your to-do list, if you have one, or write it on your hand. That's what I do when in doubt, write it on your hand. Just write down, create promotional material for free. I know that when you first start out, you're like, I'm talking to no one. It's quiet. Nobody answers on my Facebook page. My tweets never get favorited or retweeted. Listen, we all started at zero. I started at zero too. But just get out there, create your organic content, and know that that's not going to be our only way to build your list today. But don't neglect the power of organic, because your organic power may not be great today, but a year from now, who knows? And a year from now, you'll have all of this promotional content, okay? Now, I know I said how to add your first or next 100, and we want to focus in the now. So create this promotional content, and then take some time to schedule out the next couple of weeks where you're actually going to post and engage that organic content, okay? Now, the third piece of this is creating what I call secondary content, okay? Now, we build it, we solve a problem, we create our promotional material, we spill it out to our organic channels, and then some people jump right into advertising. But I think there's one more step to get 100 people on your list, and that's secondary content. Now, in my opinion, secondary content can be either content on your site, your podcast, or it can be social media content, Facebook, Periscope, Facebook Live, Instagram, Twitter. But secondary content is designed around the freebie. Okay, so let's continue with this Facebook ad troubleshooting example. I could take that troubleshooting guide and I could pull maybe 3 to 5 little blurbs from it and I could turn them into tweets. And what I could do is I could schedule those out on Twitter and I could make my Twitter bio a link to that freebie. Now you might be saying, well, that doesn't necessarily grow my list, right? Yes and no. So on Twitter, it's really going to grow the awareness that you offer that so that when you tweet out your promotional organic content, people are aware that you talk Facebook ads, you talk troubleshooting, you talk tips and tricks, right? So we can create organic awareness so that when our organic promo happens, it's more well received. Now, Twitter is a platform where a lot of that organic content would be just that, organic awareness. But let's take Instagram, for example. So let's say you create this awesome freebie and now, do you have beautiful visuals with it? I love using something like placeit.net to mock up one of my freebies. So placeit.net, you should definitely check it out. You can take a picture of like your free PDF, your checklist, and you can throw it on a mockup of like an iPad, an iPhone, an Android, if you're still not team iPhone, which you should be. But if you're team Android, they have Android devices too. But you could throw up your PDF on there and you could talk about it. So you could do a whole Instagram post where you say, here's my 5 best tips for creating epic ads. And then at the end you say, are your ads still not converting? There's a link in my bio for my free Facebook ads troubleshooting guide, go grab it. But it's a picture of the troubleshooting guide. Now you might be saying, Zach, isn't this the same as organic promo? And no, it's slightly different. So your organic promo material, step 2, is really just promoting the freebie. It's like, go get my freebie, go get this freebie. Here's what my freebie is, go grab it. Okay. The promotional material that you create is simply promoting the freebie. Your secondary content is providing value up front and recommending the freebie on the back end. Now, like I said, you can do that with social. Another great thing to do, and somebody who does this exceptionally well, is Amy Porterfield. She does this with almost all, if not all, of her podcasts. And so she creates a really epic blog post or a podcast around the topic of your freebie. So take your existing freebie and write a blog post about it, right? And then in the body of that blog post, link back to the freebie. Now we can call this a content upgrade, but in this case, what I'm saying is rather than create content to complement the blog post, create a blog post to complement the freebie. Then what you can do is you can start promoting that blog because people are more willing to share the blog content. They're willing to share free, high-value content. People want to tweet and share and talk about blogs and podcasts and free content that you create, right? But what they don't necessarily want to do is take your landing page and pimp it out. People just don't want to do that, especially if you're in the marketing niche or you do coaching. Like, people are aware of how email lists work, and they don't want to just, like, pimp you out. They want to be responsible for their success and have you be responsible for yours. But when we create really great secondary content, high quality Facebook posts, high quality blogs, high quality podcasts, we make content that's intrinsically more shareable. And if we put our freebie that solves the problem of our customer within it, we'll actually generate leads. So to give you a bird's eye view of what we're now doing, we've now created a really good freebie that solves a problem. So we've actually made a freebie that people want. We've promoted it, so some of your audience is already aware of it, even if they haven't already taken us up on it. And now we're just providing really epic value. So think about it like this. If Jim sees your free blog post entitled "Three Reasons Your Facebook Ads Don't Work," and he clicks on it, it's already created to solve the problem he has. His Facebook ads don't work. And now within it, you're offering a free workbook or a checklist to help him fix his problem. Why would he not want to be on your list? So we're just creating this secondary layer of growth, this secondary layer or this secondary entry point for people to come join our list. Sometimes we're really short-sighted. We're like, why isn't anybody signing up for my free thing? And it's because they want a free sample. They want the Costco experience. They want to know what it's like to learn from you, to read from you, to listen to you before they give you their name and email. People want to trust you before they trust you. So we have to feed into that. We have to create really epic secondary content that's designed to promote our freebie that ultimately gets people onto our list and grows our business. Okay? So that was 1, 2, and 3. And I told you there was a fourth step, which is advertising. Taking your stuff to the next level with advertising. Now, we play with all kinds of different strategies, and I love to play around with Facebook ads. I never look at Facebook ads as like a waste of money. I always see them as like a fun experiment. Like, even right now, we're running an ad over the weekend that's kind of starting to tank a little bit, but I'm loving watching it tank because I'm getting all this cool data and feedback. But here's the thing. What you have now done up to this point, you've created a killer offer, you've created tons of organic content to promote it, and you've created tons of secondary content. So you actually have two different levels at which you can use paid advertising. I recommend Facebook ads as a great place to start to promote. So you see, you could go run a Facebook ad, and we'll link up, we have a freebie, we'll link it up in the notes, that you can go grab like my free Facebook ads workbook to write your first ad. But you could write an ad that drives people directly to the freebie. Right? It drives them right to the landing page to sign up. And here's the cool thing. You don't even have to now go worry about creating promotional content. You already created good content on Facebook and Twitter to promote it, right? Because step two was create organic promotional content. You simply take that organic content and you optimize it with ad dollars, right? Now that's what most people talk about, but I want to bring it one step further. And I want to talk to you about promoting your secondary content. And I want to give you three types of secondary content that we love to promote that has gotten us a really great return on Facebook ads. So one is Facebook Live. As you guys probably know, if you have followed me for any period of time, you know I prefer Periscope to Facebook Live. I just love the live interaction. I love the live engagement. But here's what's really cool about Facebook Live. You can use it to create epic secondary content. Maybe spend 3 to 5 minutes just talking about your topic and then turn it into an ad where you're paying 2 or 3 cents a video view and link it back to your freebie, right? Because then we're actually creating two types of growth here. We're creating organic exposure with your video, and we're also building your list because that video is driving them back to sign up for your freebie. So I might do like a 3 to 5 minute Facebook Live. I would say like, hey, 3 of the most common pitfalls when it comes to Facebook advertising. And then at the end, I say, by the way, if you want to learn more and you're really struggling to get your Facebook ads created, head over to blahblahblah.com and get my free Facebook ad troubleshooting guide, right? So now what I've done is I've plugged these people into a solution. And I built the trust with secondary content. And I spent 2-3 cents a view, which is nothing, on Facebook. And so when we do this, we get, you know, relatively affordable leads, anywhere from like $1.50 to $2. Not too bad. Always building our list. So the second thing you can do is promote the blog. So you created this blog and you put really good content in it. Well, now you can drive people to read that blog post, right? So we can drive people there, even with advertising, and get them a little bit cheaper, right? Because it's cheaper to get them to click than to sign up, and get them consuming and sharing that content. Now, the thing about this is you kind of have to take it to the next level where it's like, well, what if they don't opt in? Have you optimized that blog to be shareable, clickable, linkable? Is it keeping them on your website? So I don't want you to stress too much, but I want you to know if you're going to promote a blog, make sure it's a good blog. We're not promoting like 300-400 word blog post that's just up for, you know, you're supposed to blog every week, so you put this one up and it kind of talks. This should be a really strategic, maybe 1500 plus word blog post that really dives deep into the problem we identified in step one and offers the next step solution as your opt-in. This blog needs to be specifically designed to turn readers into leads. And so if that's what you'd like to do, that's what you should promote. Okay. Now the third type of advertising of secondary content that you can do, which has quickly become one of my favorites, is promoting a blog or some of the other secondary content on Facebook and running the ad for page post engagement. Now, this worked incredibly well with one of our episodes, actually the last solo episode we did, Heart, Soul, and Hustle number 20, where we talked about how to do your first successful launch. Well, what we did is we took that episode, right? We threw it on Facebook, and I want to say that we spent somewhere around like $100-ish kind of promoting this piece of content. But what happened was we got like 130 likes, we got 16 shares, we got a ton of comments, we got a bunch of new people that liked our page, we ended up getting really great organic reach. So we actually created some really great organic and paid awareness of our content, but we created social proof within the promotion. So if you're struggling to get people to read your content or engage with you or visit your website, doing this third type of promotion can be really, really effective. And the reason that it's so effective is that it creates social proof as you go. And the best way, just as a little bonus, is to create social proof by advertising it to people who already know you. So run ads to people who already like your page, who have already visited your website, who already are on your list. Even though you're not adding them, you can build that social proof that way. So that's the third type of way that you can run to secondary content, and it really allows you to grow your list. So again, it's a Facebook post that links to the blog, but then we're running it for engagement to create that social proof. And it works incredibly, incredibly well, okay? So again, I just want to recap what we talked about as we wind up. We're coming near like the 30-ish minute mark on my recording. Plus, you listened to an intro and some other cool stuff from me. So let's start to wrap it up here. We talked about the four steps to adding the first or next 100 people to your email list. And they were: create great content that solves a problem. And we spent about 10 minutes talking about how to identify that problem. Number two is create organic promotional material, meaning create images, tweets, posts, Periscopes, Facebook Lives that just let people know, hey, I have this free thing. Did you download it? Now, the key to organic promotion is consistently using it over and over and always be talking about your free content in different places. Then we talked about making secondary content, and secondary content is blogs, Facebook posts, tweets, Periscope, Facebook Lives, secondary content that ultimately solves a short or small problem that lets people know the next step is to go get my freebie. And then finally, we talked about optimizing it to the next level with your ads, running ads to both that promotional content, so getting people right onto that landing page and ready to sign up. And then we talked about promoting that secondary content, Facebook Lives, driving people to a blog post you've created, creating a Facebook post and building it up with your current audience to build social proof and driving them back over to your freebie, a blog post, a podcast, and just creating your own kind of viral traffic. Now, I think if you get out here and you really apply this, you can start to actually see the needle turn on growing your list. When I work with my students, a lot of them don't have a massive list when we start, but within just a couple of months, you can really start to build it. I truly believe you could get your first 100 people in the next 30 days, which might be like, well, I want 1,000 in the next 30 days, or I want 10,000, but be patient. You're building a business and a lifestyle. And a lifestyle and a business aren't built overnight. But if you take these strategies and you implement them, you can get really, really amazing results. Now, you might be listening to all this. I know we dropped a few links in here to freebies and resources and tools, because that's totally what I do. And if you want to get those links, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/22. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/22 for all the show notes and everything that we talked about today. And we'll have some stuff waiting for you there. So make sure you head over, get those show notes, read this through, go find your problem, go create your content, and get out there and add 100 people to your list. Until next time, keep hustling. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.